Well, good evening. If there's anything that this life teaches you, if you've learned anything in this life, you've learned perhaps some rather bitter lessons. I hope you've learned some good ones too. But life over a period of years will teach you about your insufficiencies. And when you're young, there is at least some hope that over time, and with care, you'll overcome those insufficiencies. But when you reach the lofty total of years that I have reached, the realization sets in that the lowest score you will ever shoot on the golf course has already been shot. There are some things you will not overcome. Last week, I had the privilege of traveling with my wife down to Sundridge. And in an odd twist, my brother Peter, who was here with us earlier in the week, he came to Sundridge on his way home. And so there was a two-car trail going down to Sundridge. Now, I've been to Sundridge to the little meeting there on any number of occasions. Thank you, Abel, for foisting that upon me. But I know where the chapel is. But last week, I got lost. Took the wrong exit on the highway and wandered through some back roads that I didn't really need to wander down. I was a little confused. Now, my wife knows that when we travel, that's going to happen. And frankly, as navigator in the passenger seat, she's no better than I. We get lost together. And we're always comfortable as long as there's plenty of time on the clock and a full tank of gas. We don't really care. We know this about ourselves. We're going to get lost. We'll deal with it. I had given my brother directions. So my brother got lost too. That's the problem, right? Sometimes we're misled. But sometimes when we're misled, we mislead others. And that is perhaps worse. If we're lost, I can blame myself and I can laugh at my own insufficiencies. But those trailing behind me in another car are thinking, what is wrong with that Anderson guy? I've made their life miserable and it's not their fault. To be misled is potentially to mislead others. I want to think about teaching this evening. We all teach, and we're all taught. Now, I have the responsibility this evening to teach publicly. That may not fall to you. I hope this evening you'll learn something. But I'll tell you, you are a teacher in one respect or another. There are people who are watching you, perhaps in your home, perhaps in your workplace, and unwise as they may be, they think you know something, and they're wanting to learn from you, and they respect you and admire and appreciate you, and maybe that'll change over time, but they do right now. And so you teach. And I hope that you're taught. I can say this about you without knowing you very well. You don't know everything, nor do I. And there's room for you to learn things. So I want to think about the characteristics of good teaching tonight. And I begin with this verse. Now you followed my teaching. Now, Paul writing to Timothy. And that's commendable on Timothy's part, isn't it? He says, Timothy, you followed my teaching. Now, there's a lot of other things that Timothy followed there, and we don't have time tonight to look at them. They're all worth looking at. But particularly, we want to think about teaching this evening. You followed my teaching. Closely attended, that's the idea of the word followed. You stayed close, you paid attention, it mattered to you. Timothy, you followed my teaching. Two outcomes of bad teaching, this idea, we've talked about it, of deceiving and being deceived. Isn't that what we see down? It's highlighted for you so you can't possibly miss it in verse 13. You see, there'll be good teachers like Paul was. Paul was a good teacher, and he was worth following closely, and Timothy was doing that, and he was to be commended. But Paul says, there are evil men and imposters. They don't look like evil men. They don't sound like evil men. They seem like reliable, good teachers. There's evil men and imposters, and they proceed, not like Paul proceeded, they proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Well, that's the problem with a mind that is not given over to God. It becomes self-deceived. And like I went the wrong direction on my way to Sundridge, people deceive themselves and they go the wrong way. And of course, the bigger problem is that they mislead others. Not that they're just self-deceived. They're vulnerable to that, you see, because their mind isn't given over to the things of God. And so they're self-deceived, but the bigger problem is they deceive others. The problem multiplies. You, however, the contrast, Timothy, is to be how you conduct yourselves. You are to continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of. Timothy, you're following, and I see that. And I appreciate that you're following, and you're staying very close, and you're attentive. Timothy, if I'm not here in a day to come, carry on the way you're going. Keep on that path. Continue on in the things you have learned and become convinced of. And then this, knowing from whom you have learned them. That's a bold thing to say. I think I'd be a little cautious about telling you to follow the things you've learned from me. They're not all good. They're not all reliable. But Paul, what a lovely thing to be able to say of yourself. Timothy, watch me. Watch me. And you know who I am. And you know I'm reliable. And you know I tell you the truth. Remember me and follow my teaching and stay on the course you're on. There are footsteps to follow from whom you have learned. All right. Come with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 if you'd like. I'm going to put the verses we're going through up on screen here to save you flipping if you don't like flipping, but if you'd like to follow along, we're here in 2 Peter. There is this idea, I think it's an important one. There is a temptation for speakers, for people who have the opportunity to minister in public. There is a temptation and a desire to tell you something you've never heard before, to tell you something novel. I'd love to see your mouth drop open and say, I'm so shocked, I'm so surprised, I never saw that before. And there's room for that, isn't there? That can happen. But I'll tell you this, there is huge value in reminder. And I'd say it this way, awareness isn't obedience. And so here, Peter is writing, and he says, you know some things. I know you know them. But I want to stir you up by way of reminder. You see, Peter's not troubled at the thought of covering something that's already been